This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judges them which do such things, and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? You won't escape the judgment of God. He told you His word, and you're judging people and doing the same thing, that won't fly. And here's our last scripture of the message. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. It says, for the time... Oh, I love that when he tells you that. That means you need to pay attention. For the time is come that judgment, oh, there's that word, must begin at the house of God. I love it. He didn't say the church. He says the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? Folks, I'm telling you, it begins with the children of God at the house of God. House of God is so out of order. We have been seeing so much out of order in the house of God. People judging by appearance, people judging by respect of person, and people judging based on feelings, traditions, and opinions, but they're not judging righteously. Wow. Jesus said, God said, open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. That's your mission. Make sure that you open your mouth. So when someone tells you, don't judge me, they say, you can't judge me. Well, you know what? Here's the fact. Think about this for a minute. We hear this a lot. When someone tells us that we need to stop judging others, they have just actually judged us. So they are guilty of the very thing they're telling us not to do. They made it a judgment that we were judging. Therefore, they're in the same boat. So we see that that doesn't fly. So the message today is simple. Don't judge me until you judge yourself. Now, if you've been hypocritical and you've been judging people, and I've been there, you can simply ask for forgiveness and God will forgive you. You know, Jesus says, I tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. True belief includes repentance. It includes recognizing who you are in the eyes of God, and that is a sinner, and you can't save yourself. Recognizing that God sent His only Son to bleed on that cross, to give His body for sacrifice, to be the perfect lamb, and that He died, and on the third day He rose from the grave. That's what belief in Jesus is. Trust me, it's nothing else. And then once you believe that, that change takes place in your heart, and you turn from your wicked ways. It's not a separate event. It happens the same time. Here's what God said in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Would you like to do it? Have you made up in your mind that you are a sinner and you would like to receive Christ today for the pardoning of your sin and you want to accept Him? Remember, the prayer doesn't save you. It must take place in the heart, because out of the heart proceeds the issues of life. Have your heart been changed? If your heart hasn't been changed, you're still the same. How do people do it? They simply believe and they put it, a stamp on it by saying a prayer, something like this. You could follow me. Dear God, I come now confessing I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that Jesus died, was buried, on the third day He rose from the grave with all power. I accept Him. I believe in Him. Right now, help me, Lord, to turn from my wicked ways. Come into my heart and save me now. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Praise God. If you've done that, please drop us a line. We would love to hear you. And thank you. And remember, don't judge me until you judge yourself.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.